having sung that and heard how God is at work, it's right, I think, to come to the Lord's table next. And I'm just going to take one verse from our reading and one thought from that which was prepared as our talk this evening, and just share that with you briefly as an encouragement to gather around the table. So, Harrison, you're spared reading the whole passage this evening. Thank you for being prepared to. But in Matthew's Gospel and chapter 9, in the section which we have before us this evening, we read in verses 14 and 15 a question from the Pharisees and Jesus' answer. So question, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 14. John's disciples came to him saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests be sad while the bridegroom is with them?" And as we meet around this, the Lord's table, I just want us to think for a moment on what it means that Jesus is the bridegroom. The bridegroom is the one who loves the bride. The bridegroom is the one who contracts a marriage and makes promises with the bride. The one who says, "For richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death us do part." Only Jesus cannot die. He is an eternal being. Yes, his body hung on a cross and died, but that was by his choice, and it was necessary, and it was in our place, and he rose again. The glory that he has received from his Father, he says, we will one day share with him when we are united with him. Where he is now, he tells us, one day we will be. These are the privileges of the believer. We are the Lamb's wife. We read Revelation before. From chapter 19, good to meditate on those words and be reminded of what it is that we inherit at that wedding feast. God joins our poor, sinful souls to the Lord Jesus, and those whom God joins together shall never be put asunder. Blessed indeed are those who believe.